One of the foreign policy goals of United States President Donald Trump's administration has been to reform United Nations peacekeeping. The administration says that the UN peacekeeping missions should cut costs and that the U.S. should pay less for them. Earlier this year, the UN announced it would cut its budget by $600 million. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, supported the announcement. She said, "We're just getting started." Vice President Mike Pence has been critical of the UN's peacekeeping missions. In September, he told the UN Security Council that peacekeeping missions should be more efficient and need to do a better job. Paul Williams is a professor at George Washington University's Elliott School of International Affairs. He said that it is a good idea to find ways to cut costs. However, he noted, blanket cuts can make it more difficult to keep soldiers safe. 15 UN peacekeeping missions are ongoing around the world, including 8 in Africa. The United States provides 28% of the UN peacekeeping budget. That is the most of any country. China is second, providing 10% of the budget. Williams says the United States has a legal obligation to pay 28% of the peacekeeping budget. The U.S. has pushed to reduce the total budget in order to decrease the amount it has to pay. The peacekeeping budget is now $7.3 billion. To reduce costs, the UN must either close missions or reduce operations. Carrying out missions with a smaller budget could mean cutting personnel or logistical support. Both choices concern Williams. He said UN peacekeepers already operate with few resources. In early December, an attack in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed 14 Tanzanian peacekeepers and 5 Congolese soldiers. The attack showed the risks faced by UN peacekeeping missions. The mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo will likely face more difficulties. That is because the country's president, Joseph Kabila, has refused to step down, even though he has reached his 2-term limit. Aditi Garur is director of the Protecting Civilians in Conflict program at the Stimson Center, a research group in Washington, D.C. Garur notes that some UN missions have already had large reductions. A big part of the motivation for those cuts was pressure from the U.S. government, she said. Garur worries that reductions are not well planned, and the cuts come first, and then the strategy comes later. She notes that rising levels of local intercommunal violence will likely continue in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo. Williams said that while some things can be done better with the same budget, cuts can place added pressure on peacekeepers. I'm John Russell.